1-800-556-FORD. Sales claim based on 2015 calendar year sales.
8:46 at 100.7 WHUD with Mike and Casey in the morning. I've got a great idea for that bookstore gift card you got for Christmas. Daphne Oz of ABC's The Chew has a great new cookbook for you called The Happy Cook.
Hey, good morning.
I love your new book. I have it right here in my hot little hands.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's called The Happy Cook, 125 Recipes for Eating Every Day Like It's the Weekend. Now, what does that mean? Do we eat differently on the weekend?
I don't know about you, but I know so many people who I feel like wait to cook or to eat food they're really going to love and remember for the weekend when they think they're going to have more time and they think that it's their chance to relax. And my point was, every time you cook for yourself, every time you make food for people that you love, it should feel like a celebration. And that doesn't mean it has to be complicated food or multi-courses or anything even, you know, hard techniques. It can be very simple food that's simply elevated so that it feels thoughtful and memorable and delicious, which is the most important part.
Well, I've noticed a trend, maybe you have too, that a lot of people are preparing all their meals for the week, at least their lunchtime meals, ahead of time on the weekend so that they aren't rushed during the week. Does this fit in with what you're talking about?
Look, I think that we all do what makes it work for us, and I absolutely am a fan of making bulk batches of especially grains and things like lentils and beans. I'll make on the weekend so that I can incorporate them throughout the week without having to spend another, you know, hour or so cooking them up. And I think that that's an amazing way to, especially if you're trying to, you know, a lot of what I talk about on The Chew is it's meeting that happy, healthy balance and turn out something that looks and sounds and smells and tastes really impressive, but I know how easy it was to do. And that's really what I'm trying to give you in The Happy Cook.
Well, you know, as always in these cookbooks, the photography is unbelievable. You almost feel like you could eat the page, you know?
I may have drooled on a few pages. Yes, I'm with you. I read cookbooks like novels, and I think, you know, you get such a sense of being in my kitchen, of being, you know, at home with me and my little kids, of being the way that I want us all to feel in our kitchens, which is confident and have freedom there and the confidence to know what to do with it. And I'm, you know, I can't even tell you the way that I would nitpick over the way that the food looked, because I really wanted it to represent the way that I make it, which is not perfect. It's not supposed to. I really don't want people to feel like they need to make every single dish, you know, with using a tweezers and a little napkin wiping things up. It's not supposed to be a fussy meal. It's not supposed to be precious. It's supposed to be good, solid, normal, delicious food that still feels special and memorable.
Well, I'm sitting here and I'm already hungry. And then on page 158, you have a picture of the balsamic onion and pear grilled cheese.
Oh.
And I swear to God, I feel like I could just pick it up off the griddle and eat it. It's amazing.
Yes, that's one of my favorites.
Oh, my God.
A truly delicious sandwich. Balsamic onion, pear, awesome cheese. How can you go wrong?
It's impossible to go wrong. Does having Philomena and John Jr. now, your two little ones, change how you do things in the kitchen?
Certainly. And I think that being in the kitchen was one of those places where I took it back, kind of, and I bring my kids into the kitchen with me. I let them cook with me all the time. It's one of my favorite ways to spend time with Philomena, especially, is baking. She loves it. And my meals, as a result of cooking for my two little ones and my husband and me, they are buildable. Instead of making, you know, multiple different meals for everyone who's eating at your dinner table, I make one thing. So I might make the lentil soup is a perfect example. And it's not, and I try to stretch my kids' palate slowly. Like, I use things that I know that they like, and I use them to help incorporate new things. So I know my kids love sweet potato, so I put sweet potato in the lentil soup, and I build their palate out that way. And then I might add a little more garlic or onion. I might add a little more, you know, a few spices here and there. And then for my husband and I, I'll add this great, you know, spicy chili cumin drizzle of butter and cumin and chili right on top.
When you get to the part about for my husband and I thought you were going to say, and a shot of vodka goes in every dish, something like that.
Well, you know what? We make room for our good glass of red wine at the end of the night. After with two little ones under three, you definitely need it sometimes.
Daphne Oz, Happy New Year. You pick up her new book, The Happy Cook, with that gift certificate you got, right?